Why, hey there. My name is Darcy Jeremy. You're listening to another episode of the Business of Ergonomics podcast. Today, we're talking about a service offering that is very much aligned with the changing nature of work.
Welcome to the Business of Ergonomics podcast. I'm your host, Darcy Jeremy. I'm a board-certified professional ergonomist with over 15 years of experience delivering ergonomics programs to employers of all different types. In this podcast, I share what other healthcare professionals are already doing and being with ergonomics assessments and how to land those clients that you dream of. Without further ado, let's jump into this episode right now.
Today, I want to talk about what many experts in health, safety, ergonomics, wellness are saying is a future trend. What makes it a future trend? Well, employees are asking for it more and more frequently. And I've noticed this too, consulting in ergonomics. Today, we're going to be talking about the definition and measurement of mental workload. As I jump into this episode, I wanted to give you a behind-the-scenes look to what I'm doing in Accelerate. If you haven't heard of Accelerate before, oh gosh, do I have some juicy information for you. You might be asking, what exactly would Accelerate do for me? Well, my friend, I have the answer for you. If you have the intent to do ergonomics professionally. And what this means is that you want to do ergonomics assessments for businesses, for clients, and generate revenue. This program is for people who want to build a systematic, value-driven approach for both the ergonomics process and marketing. This is what Accelerate does. So on top of that, we have an amazing community of like-minded people who have the intention to grow their ergonomics skills, their expertise, and their reach in their communities. Every month, members of Accelerate get access to a new infographic that you can put your logo at the bottom, brand new literature reviews. They have access to an expert who comes in and talks about some aspect of marketing or branding or high-level ergonomics, and they get coaching and support from me. Something that I'm really excited about for Accelerate is that in June, I'm releasing industrial ergonomics resources. So no more do we have to just guess and search the internet to figure out what the best industrial ergonomics assessment tool is. Here, I put together resources. So I have 30 ergonomics assessment tools that will be useful for more physical work. So it could be lab or industry or warehouse or almost anything other than office ergonomics. So with Accelerate, not only do I have you covered for office ergonomics, I'm also going to give you the support and resources how to do industrial ergonomics assessment, specifically picking the right tool. And if you need other support, I'm there and I got your back too. So that's going to be released in June. So when you enroll in Accelerate at the end of June, you'll have access to all of this. It's so cool. Come with me as I shift the focus of today's episode. Today, I am giving you the foundation and the reason why I think mental workload evaluation identification is one of the services of the future for ergonomics, especially for those high mental workload jobs. It's not just me talking about this. I've heard industry leaders and experts in health, safety, occupational safety, all of that good stuff talk about the need to incorporate this in our service deliverables because that's where the trend is going in the industry. Maybe you've heard your friends and colleagues talk about mental stress, mental strain, mental workload. In all likelihood, it's not just them. Over the years of me doing ergonomics assessments, especially when I managed the in-house ergonomics program for a really large organization, I noticed that there was a shift happening, even over like 5 years, that more and more people were asking for resources to help with the strain and stress of the job. Maybe an employer received a doctor's note from an employee that they were having concerns with the workload of the job. It's happening. Not only that, certain workers' compensation boards are now accepting claims related to work stress. So the question becomes, what types of services can we provide our employers that can be valuable in these circumstances and reduce the mental workload or the mental strain related to that job and provide immense value so they want to continue to come to us whenever they have an ergonomics-related challenge? And that is exactly what I want to do for you in this episode. It's going to be simple, but it's going to be setting the foundation that if you're interested in doing stuff like this, it's at your fingertips and you can go deeper in all of this. I'm going to explain a foundation to what this is, in addition to tools that you can use to evaluate work. So after careful consideration of how best I can explain mental workload definitions and evaluations, there's going to be a graphic of this. There's going to be a framework for mental workload definition and evaluation. All you got to do is head to the blog post that is related to this episode, and I'll link that in the show notes below. But there is a very simple foundational aspect to this, and you can apply this to any type of mental capacity evaluation, mental workload evaluation, cognition type of evaluations in ergonomics. And I'm certainly not an expert in this. I have dabbled in a couple of ergonomics assessments with that NASA TLX, and I can get into that in a little bit later in this show. But first of all, it all starts with the foundation, right? So this is four factors related to this. There is the task demands and the task difficulty of the task that that person's working on. And then we have that worker workload and strain. Both of these processes are complex. It's not meant for us to measure this. I'm just wanting to show you how they're interrelated. So the task demands can have an effect on the operator workload and strain. And likewise, the operator workload and strain has an effect on how difficult that task demand is perceived. Both of those factors go together, and the primary task performance is the outcome. Usually this is measured with the amount of errors and the time to complete the task. This is something that you can measure. However, that person is probably monitoring their own task performance, even if it's unconsciously, because the output or how well they perceive that they're doing feeds back into the system of how difficult they perceive that task demand is and how much of a workload or strain that they're having related to that job too. So you can see it's a huge feedback system, and it's a simplistic relationship to what you're really looking for when you're doing these types of assessments. And I hope that's valuable for you. If you need more help, I totally recommend you going, getting your own textbooks, getting your own books on this, or just getting a good look at that graphic that is located in the show notes. So there are many, many ways that you can measure mental workload. Many of it depends on the type of equipment that you have access to. For this very reason, the way that I've done this is subjective opinion techniques. These are easy. They're cheap to put in place. Often you just have to know how to do it in paper, just like many ergonomics assessment tools. But they also have a high face validity. So what this means is that when someone tells you that they feel they had to put a lot of effort into it, It usually means that that experience reflects the execution of the process underlying to how that task is performed. If you are interested in performing these types of evaluations, there are three rating scales that have dominated the literature. The first one is the Cooper-Harper scale, and that employs a single 10-point scale, each point having a verbal descriptor, while the other two that are really popular are multidimensional scales. The NASA TLX, that's the one that I've used in the past, and the SWOT. Those are the three tools that you may come across if you want to get into these types of assessments. I definitely recommend that you check out each three to see which one you find most useful and to have as a tool in your toolbox if the need arises in your consultancy. I'm going to dive more deep into the NASA TLX because I've used this tool before and it has been valuable. The reason why I really like this tool, because it was developed by the Human Performance Group at NASA. So that's why it's called the NASA TLX. The NASA TLX has six subjective subscales. And it's all on one page. It's very simple. You can find the NASA TLX almost as easy as doing a simple Google search. Actually, it is that easy. So if you're interested in this, just do the Google search. You'll pull up the tool. As I mentioned, this tool is also going to be available in Accelerate. And there's going to be supportive literature too, all in one spot. These six subjective subscales are the mental demand, the physical demand, the temporal demand, performance, effort, and frustration. If you are interested in pursuing the measurement of mental workload, I do want to say that it's really important to proceed with really great caution. Do your research. Find out if this is something that you want to add to what you're doing, because there is a huge potential of opening a can of worms in these types of assessments if you don't know your stuff. So proceed with caution. Do your due diligence. Do your research other than my framework that I described and that you can reference in the blog post. Really get into this. Because if it's something that's aligned with your background and where you want to take your business, by all means, do it. If this is something that you want to just be aware of it and be aware of it in a manner that you can provide valuable insights to an employer, that's something that would be useful as well. Well, there you have it. My brief introduction to the mental workload. As we know, this is something that employers want to know more about. And that's your introduction for me. I hope you found that this is valuable. And if you haven't had a chance to sign up to that waitlist yet, check that out. Talk to you soon. This is Darcy from ergonomicshelp.com. Bye-bye.
So if you like what you heard in this podcast episode and you want to learn more, you want to learn how other healthcare professionals are already adding office ergonomic expertise to their services and practice, I have a training for you. All you have to do is head to ergonomicshelp.com/learn-ergo. That's ergonomicshelp.com/learn-ergo, and you can get started today.